31 months, 137 weeks, 962 days. The first shovel was dug into the ground on December 3rd, 2013. And now, 23,000 hours later, the stadium is ready to become the best in the NFL. The construction of this state-of-the-art building was the easy part. It was getting to that groundbreaking day that took time, patience, and persistence.
We knew it was a long conversation, and we just kept going back, and we didn't have a very complicated strategy. It was just go back, be persistent, keep telling the story, advocate for what this building is going to produce and which it already has produced in terms of jobs, economic growth, development around the area. But there were some dark days. There were days we thought it would maybe never be able to get done.
With the Metrodome continually showing its age and limitations, the need for a new stadium was becoming more and more evident. Ending a decade of struggle at the Capitol, the Minnesota Senate gave final approval to a new Viking stadium. And on May 14, 2012, Governor Mark Dayton signed the state legislation into law.
The Vikings are part of the fabric of Minnesota. When you think of Minnesota, it's not very long afterwards you go Minnesota Vikings. And it was a very, very difficult bill to do, and we got it done with the help of a lot of people.
2012, that situation changed. There was a clear deadline. The lease was going to expire. The team was not going to renew the lease. And this is our final chance, and nobody could dispute the finality of that situation. I also think it does take executive leadership, and I was willing to step forward and say this has to be done, and I think that was the critical factor as well.
After designs were created and the Metrodome played its final game in December 2013, the walls of the dome came down and the largest construction project in the history of the state of Minnesota had begun.
It's a wonderful addition to a wonderful community. This is part of the glue that brings us all together as being one people, Minnesotans. The Vikings have a special history and a special relationship. And I have to tell you, when I see all the other developments, all the other buildings around it, and all the energy, and all the people who were given jobs by getting this thing built and operating, that only adds to my pride and my assuredness that we really did a good thing.
I think it's just going to bring so much to Minnesota. I mean, we already have the Super Bowl, the Final Four. Just so many opportunities are going to be brought to this community, to this state, and it's going to be great for us. And so excited to see it.
Obviously, the building is extremely world-class. Here you sit at the Club Purple Deck and you look at a beautiful park. And I think that's really Minnesotan. I mean, we're all a little bit about nature. We're about beauty. And I think this building reflects that. I think the views people have will reflect that. And I think people are going to love this place.
U.S. Bank Stadium is nearly twice the size of the Metrodome and features over 66,000 seats throughout the new venue. The ETFE roof on the south side of the stadium is the largest of its kind in North America. And combined with the world's largest operable glass doors on the West End, the stadium has an outdoor feel, even though it is inside.
I think the experience for fans in the building with the ETFE is going to be spectacular. And it will be such an incredible contrast to what the feelings were inside the Metrodome. But that's true of this building as a whole. All of the concourses are open to the bowl. Every spectator that leaves to go get a beer or a hot dog, is still going to feel very much connected to the whole atmosphere and excitement inside the stadium.
We at the Vikings are very grateful to everybody that helped build this beautiful building, from HKS, Mortenson Company, the state of Minnesota, the city of Minneapolis, and all the workers to make this incredible facility. For our fans, for generations to come, we are very, very grateful.
Over the course of the past 137 weeks, more than 8,000 workers have worked more than 4 million hours on this project, creating a state-of-the-art facility that has already secured the 2018 Super Bowl and the 2019 Final Four, a venue that will be home to countless concerts, high school sports, and community events, a stadium that is home to the Minnesota Vikings and is set to become the newest, boldest, and best facility in the NFL. All right here in the state of Minnesota. The path to today wasn't easy, but the reward was well worth it.